How's that, dynamite?
I tell you, if that's not a way of saying I'm explosive, I don't know what is, but I'll take it.
Okay, Rolene, what on earth is going on in Israel today?
First of all, we have a breaking news story that there were reports of exploding balloons over Sderot sighted a little while ago. We don't have much more other than that initial report, but is Hamas and terror entities within the Gaza Strip breaking the ceasefire? Well, we don't know for sure yet, but this happened and was reported just a little while ago.
Ro, we've had a question from Mervyn a moment ago saying, can we inform him about overfly rights provided by Jordan to Israel? What do you know about that?
Well, isn't it extraordinary? We don't know too much at the moment, but what we do know is that Israel and Jordan have signed an aviation agreement that will allow airlines to cross between the two countries' territories, and this is on their way to various destinations. I know the Aussies, anybody traveling to the Far East or to Australia will be happy because this does cut down the traveling time. So, you know, we've had the first major sign coming from Saudi Arabia, one that was very, very welcomed by all of us, that they opened their airspace to flights from Israel to Bahrain, to Dubai, which cuts down their travel time quite significantly. And now we have Jordan. And I'm hoping that Jordan and Egypt are looking at what's happening in the region with the normalization and seeing that we have with these other countries a warm peace. And that now, you know, with the background of the COVID pandemic, with the effect on global economies, with the way that the region and North Africa, because we can't forget the Arab world extends into North Africa as well, looking at how it's rapidly changing and how normalization is happening and looking at the kind of language that is coming from the Arab League and members of the Arab world towards the Palestinians and towards Iran, you know, what side of history are they going to be on? This week we've had those infamous words coming from Prince Bandar bin Sultan, the former Minister of Intelligence and Ambassador to the USA from Saudi. You know, we've had the members of the Arab League saying that they will not, under no circumstances, veto or condemn the resolution that criticizes the normalization treaties. And, you know, we're seeing more and more and more this kind of rhetoric coming from the Arab world saying, you know, it's enough now. If you want a state, if you want to pursue your cause, you have to stop the nonsense of the last 70 years. And I'm hoping that this is waking up Jordan and Egypt as well to say, you know, hang on a minute. Every day we look, there are more and more business deals being signed between Israel, Bahrain, Israel and the UAE. Now it looks like Sudan are going to jump aboard. Look what's happening with Saudi, a once very, very critical ally. You know, maybe we need to start making steps to come to the party. We even heard from Hezbollah earlier today, very, very quick to state that the maritime agreements between Lebanon and Israel was not a step towards normalization. And I found that very, very interesting, a kind of, you know, preempting that, trying to, you know, enforce their power that they have in Lebanon. They have a very, very much waning popularity in the Lebanese state. And we've heard from the president of Lebanon just weeks ago saying he's not averse to any kind of talks with the state of Israel. So it looks like the Iranian proxies are trying to fire back as much as they possibly can, but it does look like, in terms of swings and roundabouts, it's moving more towards the alliance that is quickly building between Israel and the rest of the Arab world.
And the very exciting development for me, Rolene, is exactly that speech that you spoke about a few moments ago, which thanks to you I went and watched last night, the ex-spy chief of Saudi Arabia. Rolene, there was no ways he was given authority to speak in that kind of language without the knowledge of the king. That's what everybody's saying. So times,
well,
they are a-changing.
You know, we must also remember that these countries aren't democracies as we know democracies, and anything that is said is checked and rechecked very, very carefully with the powers that be. And I think that these countries are looking at the fruits of the labor and the fruits of these deals. And of course, there are other issues, you know, some saying that these deals are just ways for, you know, military companies to expand in the territory, which is quite a cynical view. Some are saying, yeah, it's only about Iran. You know, when the peace on the ground is this warm, that there are business deals being signed all the time. I just recently posted another picture to my Facebook page of, an Emirati and a Jew sitting in the sukkah in Dubai. Absolutely unheard of even a couple of months ago. This is where we are going. You can certainly see it if you are on social media platforms, the kind of discussions, conversations, rhetoric happening between ordinary citizens and those of us who do work more in the political sphere. And also very interesting to see that, you know, it's not just enough to have this kind of interaction happen at the government level. It now filters down to the media, the Khaliji Times, Al Arabiya. These are massive publications in their territories, in their regions, very, very respected in their regions. And they, you know, are pushing this peace narrative very, very, very firmly. I'm not hearing that much from Al Jazeera. Could be they be outmaneuvered here, Simon?
I think they were snookered. I have noticed that the anger level in their articles has increased substantially. Rolene, we didn't say we would talk about this, but you did talk about arms, and I was just thinking, have you got any thoughts on the Israeli position vis-a-vis Azerbaijan and Armenia? I know that Israel is involved in selling arms to, I think it's Azerbaijan. Or how's the Israeli public reacting to that information?
It's a very, very delicate one. There has been some criticism from the Armenians, who just recently opened up their embassy in Israel, by the way. It was a very, very quiet event. Took place Erev Rosh Hashanah. Israel, you know, also has very, very good relations with Azerbaijan, and it has supplied them with weapons in the past. And, you know, this is perhaps a scenario where, you know, what has happened in the past, you know, you go into these agreements not knowing what's happening in the future, and sadly we are seeing this rising conflict between the two countries that are happening. But it's a very, very, very delicate line. You know, we're an ally to both Armenia, especially in light of what's the rhetoric coming from Turkey, very, very aggressive. You know, nothing like Erdogan saying that Jerusalem belongs to belongs to the Turks. Well, you know, don't let the big Tanakh hit you on the head, President Erdogan. This is why I'm explosive, Simon.
No. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. I wish we had double the time. Let's move on to the fact that just perhaps maybe there's a bit of good news coming out of Israel in respect of COVID infections.
There does seem to be good news coming out of Israel with regards to COVID-19. It was announced a little while earlier that we're going to open up the transport systems. There has been a significant decline in the amount of contagion. Those numbers are the lowest that they have been in 3 weeks. So again, we're very, very cautiously optimistic, you know, very concerned about the toll that this is taking on the healthcare system. But we have heard from both the Bank of Israel's governor and the finance minister, both of them appealing to the government today, please open up small businesses that are up to 10 people so that we can start opening the economy. We don't want to exacerbate any growing poverty. And yes, poverty is also a very, very real thing in Israel. But a lot of controversy, of course, coming from the images that we are seeing with the ultra-Orthodox community, not just here in Israel, but in the United States as well. And our latest stats in from the health ministry is that the ultra-Orthodox are accounting for 51% of all infections. And it is also a very sensitive, very delicate area that we have to navigate to try and bring those contagion levels down while, trying to have a situation, where people can worship as they see fit. And earlier today, police broke up an illegal gathering at a synagogue in Ashdod.
Normally we'd leave it here, but we're not going to do news headlines today, so I'd really like to rather allocate that time to you, and specifically because this important point, apparently a group of European parliamentarians calling for withholding of funds to the PA unless the incitement in school stops. And just to add to that, Rolene, I happened to see last night that a group of Europeans saying unless there is coordination with Israel and unless the Palestinians accept the tax revenues, they also will stop funding. So the Europeans, what? Is there a wind of change afoot in Europe?
Well, I think the jig is up. I think the Europeans are also looking at the Arab world to see how they're responding. And if you are on social media platforms, you will see that Arab leaders are coming out quite aggressively and talking about the amount of funding that they have given over the years, which amounts to billions, as we know. And that funding is not going to anything substantial, anything concrete. In fact, it's going towards fueling this never-ending cycle of terror. We had the diplomat from the UAE talking to the Times of Israel just before the accords were signed, saying, the Palestinians need to want to help themselves. We've heard from Prince Bandar bin Sultan also saying that what you've been doing for the last 70 years has failed miserably. Now we've got these 20 parliamentarians from across the European sphere saying, you know what, you need to start withholding funds until you do something about the incitement of hatred and terror. This is where it starts. It starts in the school. A couple of weeks ago, the Saudis issuing the directive that there will be no more incitement of hate and violence in the mosques and in the schools in Saudi Arabia. And I think this might be the little bit of a wake-up call that the Europeans need.
Rolene Marks to our dynamite Israel reporter. I hope you have an explosive weekend.
It'll be certainly more interesting than the last few have been.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks as always, Ro. Chat on Monday.
Shabbat shalom.